Hello.
Thank you for calling the Aurora Apartments technical support. How can I help you today?
Hi. So before I get into this whole thing, just right off the bat, I just want you to know, it's not you I'm angry at. It's not like I get that you are genuinely just like doing your job and this is your job. But the company that you guys are, in my opinion, from what I've experienced with you guys, have the worst customer service responses. I have been having internet issues for roughly a month and a half, and I have called an abundance of times, and every time I get off the phone and I hear, "We're going to give you a call back at this time tomorrow," I clear my schedule, I make sure I'm not at work at that time, and I have yet to get a phone call, like a call back saying like, "Hey, we're here to fix the problem." And this has been the exact same problem for the past about like a month and a half now. My internet says it's there. It says the speed is running great, but when I try to like play video games or stream like
So you
TV
want me
or
to
anything,
forward?
I would very much so if like if I could talk to somebody who can fix this problem like immediately rather than being told like we're gonna call you back, I would greatly appreciate that.
Okay, so we can, since you're calling, so let me just explain how this works. Okay, so because you're calling after hours, what we do is forward the requests and problems or issues that are the customers experience, and then they back with you as soon as possible. So if it's a they get this sort of immediately into their system for the Aurora Apartments system with all the issues that they're experiencing. So, for example, I would get your information, your name, account number, a good callback number, and the address where you're calling from, which apartment this is, apartment number, and your equipment information. I take a log of the issue that you're experiencing and submit it for a callback. So,
Yeah, that's the thing. I've been doing that for about a month and a half now. I've been giving all of my information. I've been getting told that I'm going to get a call back, and then I never do. I've gotten maybe one call back, and then during that phone call, I was told that the person who could fix the problem wasn't there and that they would call me back the next day. And I cleared my schedule at work. I took time off of work. I asked my work if I could be at home during this specific time so I could work out my problems with the internet, and I never got a phone call from them.
I'm so sorry about that. So, what the other thing that I would recommend, since you've already submitted a ticket, I can log in your information and then say customer calling for a same issue has not received a response for the past blah blah days, etc. And then it would be seen as a mostly like a complaint as much as a issue as well, related with an issue. And or you could call us back during business hours, which are 8 to 5, and request to speak to one of the technicians. I could also walk you through some troubleshooting steps myself, and we can try to see if your system comes back. Have you done any troubleshooting with any of the other agents?
Yeah, I've done just about everything, like legitimately just about everything when it comes to like troubleshooting, resetting, restarting, trying different outlets, trying. I even went out and I had to get a whole new router. Like I have a completely brand new router because this internet or this like problem has been persisting for so long. I had to go out and get a completely new router from my landlord.
Okay. You obtained the router from the landlord?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, do you still have the other one? The one that
No,
the original one you returned it?
I had to give that back, and then he threw it out.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so what I can do is obtain the new equipment ID. May I please ask you a few questions regarding your situation? So I may start your ticket. Okay. May I please have your name and last name?
Yep, Aiden Haskell.
Aiden?
Aiden Haskell, yes, ma'am.
Aiden. Okay. Can you please provide the spelling for your first and last name? I'm sorry.
Yep. No worries. AYDENHASKELL.
Did you say
HASKELL.
Okay, got it. And then the email associated with your account, please?
It's just my first and last name spelled the exact same way at gmail.com.
Aiden Haskell, okay. gmail.com, okay. And then a good callback number, please.
910-581-7496.
Okay. And the address associated with the account?
It's 2825 18th Avenue South, Building 3, Apartment 109, Great Falls, Montana, 59405.
Okay. So I'm not looking at it. I'm taking information. So it would be 2825 18th Avenue South. What was the city, state, and zip code? Great Falls?
The city, state, and zip code is Great Falls, Montana, 59405.
Okay. 59405. Okay. In the apartment number
or 109.
Unit? Unit 109. Okay. Just a second. Can you go to your equipment and obtain the equipment ID number for me, please?
I have it written. Yeah, I have it written down right in front of me.
Okay, go ahead.
It's ZXNK0135D61A.
Okay, CXNK0135D61A?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what type of issue are you experiencing? Is this with the Wi-Fi?
When I run speed tests or the bandwidth test, it's giving me perfectly good numbers. Like, I have a download of, 957. I have an upload of, 760, and then it says my ping is sitting at, 4. But when I go to, play video games or stream, I can't even stream Netflix. It's so bad. The lag is ridiculous, and it's like the internet just isn't even there.
If you're able to obtain downloads and uploads of 957 Mbps, is greater almost the whole entire gig, 1,000, and you're connected, but when you're trying to use it, it doesn't allow you to connect, or does it drop you, or it starts
bugging? It's connected. It's just the internet is just horrible. It's horrendous.
Does it drop the connection, or it's slow, as if it's slow, lagging?
It's just really, it doesn't drop the connection. It's just really laggy and really slow.
Okay, internet is connected. But connection, when in use, becomes slow and lags too much or too frequently. When was the last time you attempted to obtain a speed test from your from the device you are using? Do you have a laptop?
Yeah, and so when I run the speed test on like the gaming console, the laptop, or I can't run speed tests on the TV. But when I do run speed tests, it shows that the connection is just fine on all of them. Like it shows that I have really high upload and download speed on the systems as well. But when I try to use the internet, it still just doesn't work. Like it's just really, really slow. It could like contrary to the what the speeds say. Like it says that I have really high speeds, but it doesn't reflect on the actual like video games or streaming service.
Okay. Video games. Okay, so I just logged in that information. So for the prior issues that you've tried to obtain some assistance for the past, how long?
It's been, like, with this problem specifically, probably a little over a month.
Okay. Solve the issue for this month. Only has received one callback. Okay. When they called you this last that one time that you received the call, did they troubleshoot with you? Yes.
I had already like troubleshooted at that point. I had done like everything. I unplugged the router. I tried like a different plug. I tried it with the Ethernet. I tried it without the Ethernet. There were so many different things that I had tried. And so, I've done a little bit of pretty much everything with, like, absolutely nothing actually working to fix it.
Okay. So for the game console, are you connected with the Ethernet cord or you're sticking with the Wi-Fi?
So it actually gets worse when I plug in the Ethernet cord versus using just regular, like, Wi-Fi. I've noticed that the connection is slower and the ping is actually higher when I'm using an Ethernet cable for some reason, which is really strange.
Okay.
And it's a brand new Ethernet cable as well. I bought it less than like 2 weeks ago, I want to say.
Okay. So you have tried to use both. Wire and Wi-Fi. And the issue persists. Okay, so I would add here that a customer may require a on-site inspection of equipment or equipment replacement. I'm not saying that you do, but when we add this kind of notation, and they may look into it further and see as to other options that they can assist you. Perhaps it's wiring or wiring issues coming into the
Actual wiring of the unit, like the box.
The unit. Uh-huh. Since you've tried several things already, kind of eliminated most of those. I would walk you through unplugging the router and modem or modem from the wall and time it before you plug it back up for 2 minutes. After that, those 2 minutes pass, you plug it back up. Then you'll be receiving a fresh signal. Once you receive the fresh signal, it'll kind of sort of reboot the whole unit that you already have, and then give you fresh communication. So then you can test the connection using one of your home devices or all, and see if there's any difference once you receive the fresh signal. It's like if you're trying to connect the equipment for the very first time. Have you done that?
Like,
leaving it unplugged for 2 minutes?
Yes, ma'am. I've done like a complete hard reset and everything.
Okay. All right. So power cycle does not solve the issue. Customer has a new unit. Any equipment. Sorry about that. So, All right. So, and what color are your lights? So I'm guessing green or blue, since you say you
are
connected. Green. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. It's green.
Okay. That's one of the last questions. So, can I please? Okay. Have the best time where they can reach you. And you'll be home?
Probably around, I could do like 2 p.m. maybe.
Customer prefers to be called back around 2 p.m. since he works. Trying my best where they can, this way you can, when they call you back, they'll catch you, because they will need you to do something. Unless if they call you when you're not home and they're unable to troubleshoot or work with your equipment or have you unplug it or whatnot, that they may want you to, I would strongly suggest that, I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but I would strongly suggest that you sort of demand an appointment to be scheduled where a technician can go out there and check the wiring in your home, coming into your home, because you feel that it may be something like that, since or they gave you a new equipment and it's still not working, and then you have been waiting for about a month with the same issue and you really want it resolved as soon as possible. Kindly and with all respect and everything, but of course showing the concern and all that frustration that this having this issue for a long time comes with, of course, and they'll likely be able to proceed forward without you being at home, and this way they can go ahead and solve your issue as soon as possible. So I have all information in the callback number as 910-581-7496. And because you are connected, you are receiving really high speed and your downloads and uploads, you should be able to connect without any lagging whatsoever. And that's your issue. So it could be a wire situation where you're in between getting the service from the unit to your device, like in this case the console, the game console. That's where the issue is, and you already have a new internet that you tried, and the router is a new one, and it should also be working because it has a high speed. So there's like some kind of internal wire issue that everything leads to a wire situation problem.
Yes, ma'am.
So make sure that if they say, oh, well, call us back, or we'll call you back, or call this number when you're home, say, I'm sorry, but no, I can't. I've tried. I requested someone to call me around 2. You're calling me at this other time. Can you please schedule someone to come to my home? and I will make that work. But I need someone to come and check on it. And then do not take no for an answer and take it from there. Because if you do, then you'll have a runaround, and this is going to be an ongoing issue for a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
I will stress this to my supervisor as well and let them know that your name and all your information, let them know that it's become an issue with the customer service and the callback. The callbacks are not being placed as they should, and this way they can hopefully come with a solution for you as soon as possible. And again, I do apologize.
Like I said at the very beginning of this conversation, I completely understand that it is not your fault. I'm not angry at you, I promise. I like to preface, because I used to work in customer service, so I like to preface that before I get into any kind of spiel. I completely understand that it is not your fault.
It can be very frustrating when you're relying on a service, even if it's not used for work purposes and it's just for entertainment. I mean, we are paying for a service that we want to enjoy in whatever purpose or anything that we may choose to, and I can totally understand. I do apologize once again, and thank you so much for calling Visionette. If there is anything else that I can assist with, you can go ahead and let me know, or just.
No, ma'am. That's all. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling Visionette Aurora, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye bye.